While Baroness Patricia Scotland wields considerable power as the Commonwealth Secretary General, she's not the head of the organisation. The Queen is, but it's not a hereditary position, meaning it won't automatically fall to Prince Charles when he becomes King. A recent report suggested a high-level Commonwealth group was already making secret succession plans, amid suggestions some nations would prefer an elected ceremonial leader instead.
That is absolutely not on the agenda for the high-level group, and I don't know how that story got legs, but it has no basis in fact.
Is there any discussion that it may not be hereditary or it may not be Prince Charles at some point in the future?
The only thing I can say is that this issue is an issue for the heads of government, and they'll decide.
But you haven't been told any time frame for this?
You tell me. If you hear from any of the heads, let me know.
SBS understands the issue will be discussed by heads of government, including Malcolm Turnbull, during the private Chogham retreat at Windsor Castle next month. Among the leaders present will be the Gambia's new president, who has led his country back into the Commonwealth after its shock withdrawal in 2013.
When the new government won, one of the first conversations that they had was with us, and to express their desire to come home. And that's how they expressed it. They want to come home to the Commonwealth.
Another African nation might follow. The removal of Robert Mugabe could see Zimbabwe return if it commits to improving human rights.
You know, we're hearing some really promising noises. Suggestions are being made that after this new election that's anticipated this summer, that might be something that'll happen.
The Commonwealth Games remain the highest profile event the organisation is associated with, but their future has been questioned after Durban withdrew from hosting the 2022 edition to eventually be replaced by Birmingham. Concerns no one will want the 2026 Games are premature, according to the Secretary-General.
I don't want to give away any secrets, but I understand there's already a healthy anticipation that someone's going to step up.
Baroness Scotland's 2 years in her role have not been without controversy. There was anger over an expensive refurbishment of her official residence. She denies any extravagant spending. And Britain's International Development Department threatened to withdraw funding if the Commonwealth continued to underperform.
We've slimmed down. We have enhanced our productivity and our effectiveness.
Whether those reforms have been enough will be a key topic at April's Heads of Government meeting.